The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm your host, Dave Murphy, along with Jan Murphy, and we're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. We're here with you every Saturday from noon until 1 to host Auto Talk, and it's always a blast. We have a lot of fun, especially whenever you're giving us a call, and I want to give you that opportunity right now. We are live here in the studio today, and we're here to answer any of your questions, so feel free to give us a call today at 457-1290. Again, that number is 457-1290. So, like I said, my name is Dave Murphy. I'm the owner, along with Jan, of Murphy's Auto Care out in Beaver Creek. If you're not familiar with our company, we've been in business there on Dayton Xenia Road at 3815 Dayton Xenia Road for just about 25 years. And we've been blessed to work with the folks of Beaver Creek and Kettering and Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, Bellbrook, Fairborn, Xenia, all the surrounding communities, and really enjoy a great relationship out there with folks. But most of all, we also have a great time here on Auto Talk. So, if you haven't listened to Auto Talk before, let me tell you a little bit about what we do here every Saturday. We talk to you about anything that's automotive, and it doesn't matter if it's your car, your truck, your motorhome, heck, even if it's your lawnmower, we'll talk to you about it. And on a day like this, you might be out there doing something with that. If you're having problems with us, with it, give us a shout. Take a break, drink a cool glass of iced tea, and we'll talk about what's going on. But at any rate, we're going to be here for the next hour, having some fun with you. A little bit again about Murphy's Auto Care, just so you know, we're at, like I said, 3815 Dayton Xenia Road out in Beaver Creek. Been there a little over almost 25 years, I should say. We're open every Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. If you're an early bird and like to get out there and get your car serviced, give us a call or join us online. It's really simple. Just go to murphysautocare.com and click on the contact tab up in the upper right. And then you'll see where it says make an appointment, and you can just request an appointment time, send it to us, and we'll respond to you very promptly. We promise you that. Also, another way to reach us and find out about our company is, like I said, go to murphysautocare.com. There's a tremendous amount of information there. I pen a blog regularly and try to put up information that's timely and interesting in regards to the automotive business and automotive repairs, as well as on our Facebook page for Murphy's Auto Care. So videos there, photographs, take a peek at it. Like it, follow us, and you'll be more in the know when it comes to automotive technology and what's going on. Okay, lines are open. Please give us a call. We'd be happy to talk to you today. 457-1290 is that number. And like I said, Auto Talk is all about keeping you and your family safe in your vehicle, making that vehicle or maintaining it so it stays dependable, which in the long run saves you money. That's what it's all about, folks. When you have an automobile, or like most Americans, you have 2.3 automobiles, whatever. How in the heck you do that, I don't know. But 2 to 3 vehicles a piece, you know, it's a big investment, and it's something you got to keep focused on and taking care of it. That's what we've devoted our life when it comes to our automotive business to, is helping people keep those investments, or I should say helping you get the highest return on that investment. And I got to be honest with you, a vehicle is never a good investment, but it's a necessity, right? It's what we use to go to work, what we use to go on vacations, take our family places, of course, all the errands and running stuff. So it's got to be dependable. And that's what we focus on. And we'll partner with you to help you make sure you get that out of your vehicle each and every week, or every day, I should say. So welcome to Auto Talk. It is the fastest hour in radio. We always tell you to buckle up and enjoy it. Call us at 457-1290. All right, let me just real quickly, I want to say thanks to the folks that we have some sponsors that bring Auto Talk to you each and every week. First of all, we have for many years used a product called BG Automotive Products. And these are the products and the flush fluids and the cleaning chemicals that we use to change the fluids in vehicles, whether it's the engine coolant, whether it's the refrigerant in a vehicle for the air conditioning system, the engine oil, the transmission fluid, the power steering fluid, differential fluids, transfer case fluids, brake fluids. All of those fluids need to be monitored, maintained, of course, changed at certain intervals, And we use their products specifically because of the tremendous warranty that comes along with those. And we offer that to our customers. There's never an additional charge for it. And it carries on for the life of the vehicle that you own. It's even transferable when you sell your vehicle. So if you'd like to hear the details about it, call us here today. I can tell you about it. Or you can even just check it out on BG.com or go to BGFindAShop.com because, hey, you know, there's other folks around the Miami Valley that sell BG products, and that may be your shop where you go to. Perhaps they just haven't talked to you about it. Be sure to find out. BG is great, great products. Our parts supplier primarily is KOI, and they have been very gracious and helped us bring AutoTalk to you for the last 3 years. And we just want to say thanks to them each and every day. They work very, very hard to bring us parts rapidly so that we can, you know, one of the things we pride ourselves at Murphy's Auto Care is the majority of cars or trucks that we service each day, we return to the owners by the end of the day. So we work very, very hard and along with the partnership with KOI to make sure your vehicle gets in, gets service, gets taken care of the way it needs to be with the very best quality parts, which is key to, and is the reason we use KOI. So thank you, KOI. In addition to that, we've had a great partner, great friendship along also with Mike's Car Wash. Mike's Car Wash has been in Beaver Creek, actually is where they came to Beaver Creek. They're actually a very old company, started in Indiana. They're really the largest car wash, family-owned car wash east of the Mississippi, and they're an amazing company. They have amazing family values that are operated. They operate with every day, and I can guarantee you, if you take your car to Mike's Car Wash, you're going to be pleasantly greeted by great staff who know what they're doing, get your car clean, and without damage. And you know what? If you're not happy even of that, they'll just rerun it and wash it for you again. Fully staffed. They take care of it. Your car is always going to be clean. A lot of different options there. Always great pricing on car washes from Mike's Car Wash. And ask them about their specials. There's a ways to save money there too. So thanks again to Mike's Car Wash. And certainly I want to mention Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley and primarily the Goodwill Auto Auction. Murphy's Auto Care has partnered with these two great, great organizations to help raise funds on an ongoing basis by restoring some vehicles, which we have coined the name the Goodwill Gem, Goodwill Auto Auction Gems. And briefly, what we're doing there is we have taken some vehicles that have been donated to us over the years, recently, I should say, and we've restored these vehicles mechanically along with our body shop partner, which is Toma Body Shop right here in Dayton off of Mack Oil Street. And they've taken care of the body work on it and got them all cleaned up and looking good. And a matter of fact, three of these vehicles, one which is a 2001 or two, I can't quite recall, Chevy Blazer. It's in beautiful shape, four-wheel drive, along with a 2002 Volkswagen Jetta, low mileage on that Jetta, about 75,000 miles, and a 2004 Caravan, really nice family vehicle. All three of these vehicles are going to be offered for auction at the Goodwill Auto Auction next Saturday. So be sure to follow us this week on our Facebook page. We're going to be talking about that, showing you pictures and how you can maybe even purchase one of these cars at the auction. But they're going to be three really nice vehicles. Maybe you have a family, you need to upgrade to a little better family vehicle like that Caravan. Or you're just looking for a nice vehicle for maybe a graduating student this year. Somebody's maybe going to go off to college. Consider these vehicles. And the way you would find out about them is go to the goodwillautoauction.com and check it out. Or you can call them at 228-2886 is one way. But I got to tell you, the way most vehicles get to the Goodwill Auto Auction is by you who have decided you are no longer going to use this vehicle and you donate it. And I can't stress that enough. That's really what helps the folks in your community. And I'll just briefly tell you about the Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley program and what they do. And so they have over 40 programs ongoing to help folks in our community, whether it's folks with disabilities, folks maybe that are coming out of the military and, you know, needing some other skills, whatever it may be, help with vision. They have an amazing child seat installation program. All this is free, funded by all of these programs, of which the Goodwill Auto Auction helps fund from the proceeds of the sale of those vehicles. So if you know, if you've got that vehicle hanging around your house, you don't really want it anymore, or it's just time to upgrade, consider donating it to Goodwill Auto Auction. And you can find them easily by going to the goodwilldaytonauto.com or going to 228-2886. Thanks, folks. Thanks to all those great sponsors that we have here each and every week. We just want to say thanks to that. All right, great. We've got some callers. Looks like folks hanging in here getting ready to chat with us. Lines are still open, 457-1290. You can chat with me, I should say, actually, today. Jan is out taking care of a couple things, so we're missing her, but we're going to try and go this alone. Here we go. All right. We are going to Keith right now. Keith, how you doing?
How you doing, Dave?
I'm awesome.
I listen just about every week.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. What's going on? You got something you want to talk about?
Yes, sir. I got a Chevy Silverado. A guy's been working on the bottom half of it for me.
Uh-huh.
It's a 2006. He replaced a crankshaft, a rod, oil pump. He's had the truck for about 3 months now. So now he's telling me they burned the starter out. He replaced the starter, and he can't find out what's wrong. He says the red wire will not energize. Does that mean anything to you?
Well, first I'm going to back up and ask you, why did somebody have your vehicle for 3 months to rebuild the engine? That just seems an inordinately long amount of time.
I've been asking myself that same question.
All right. Well, my advice to you, first of all, is whatever you owe them, pay them, say thanks, get the vehicle to somebody that can turn it around much quicker. So,
yes,
so which, it's going to be worth it to pay them off, pay for a tow truck, get it to somebody. I don't know what part of town you're in.
In Dayton.
Okay, in Dayton. So you got a lot of good options, and I can share with you. I don't know what part of town, whether it's north, south, east, west, wherever it is, one of the places, if you're, Slemker's Auto Service is a great shop to get to. Champion Auto Service, off the top of my head, those two guys are in the Dayton area, kind of central downtown Dayton area. Might consider going to them. They certainly could take care of it. But to answer your question, if that red wire is not energizing, obviously there's something that's disconnected. And we would want to know when it's not energizing, what's he talking about? When you're in the crank mode or when you're in the run mode, right? So
I think he's talking about crank, yeah.
Okay. Well, I would back up also to a starter that's burnt out. All right. So what does he really mean by that? So do they fail? Absolutely they do. And I don't know how many miles are on that starter. Do you know?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I would say probably about 127,000.
Okay. Well, it's totally possible. That's about the end of the service life on a vehicle starter, especially on that engine, okay? So that's possible. But I think there's just too many unknowns here to answer the question. My advice to you is, Keith, is I think it's time to go have a conversation and say, hey, look, I think we've been long enough here, guys. I'm going to pull my vehicle. I'm going to take it to somebody that can get it done because I got to have my vehicle to drive it. That's the bottom line. So that would be my advice to you on that.
Okay.
I would try either one of those shops, like I said, either Champion Auto Service, it's Barry Hall and his team, or Tony Slemker at Slemker's Automotive. I'm just trying to think here off the top of my head, Davidson's Auto Service, Scott Davidson, great, great mechanic, technician, good guys. Any one of those folks could help you with that and get that thing fixed quickly for you.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Hey, you have a great weekend. It is beautiful out there. Thanks for your call and thanks for listening, Keith. We appreciate it.
All right. You too.
You too. All right, folks. Good call. Folks, we do have lines open today, 457-1290. We are having a good time here. Give us a call. Like I said, at 457-1290, we'll talk about anything that's got a combustion engine or tires on it. We're going to run to a quick break. I'm Dave Murphy, your host of Auto Talk right here. We'll be right back.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Expert weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Integrity Water Solutions in my Kinetico system. My Kinetico softener I've had for over 10 years. It's still working great, and since it doesn't regenerate in the middle of the night, I always have soft water for my shower no matter how early I wake up. We've also got the Kinetico drinking water system. You know, everything starts with the water, and it's the whole house approach that sets Integrity Water Solutions apart from the rest. Give them a call today at 320-7460, 320-7460, Integrity Water Solutions.
I'm Dave Murphy of Murphy's Auto Care, and you might have heard that Jan and I are teaming up with the Goodwill Auto Auction. When I learned about all the great ways the Goodwill Auto Auction helps people in our community, we knew we wanted to get involved. We had no idea of all the great work they do to help people with disabilities and other needs. Did you know they helped more than 18,000 people last year alone? Incredible! You can help too. When you donate your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction, the proceeds are used to support local programs for people in need. Always a free tow, and Goodwill handles all the paperwork. Call 228-AUTO and donate today.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group, and I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
America's Best Choice Windows and Doors is the number one fastest growing window and door company in the Miami Valley. Stop by our showroom at 100 North Sunset Drive in Piqua, Ohio to see our full line of Provia windows and doors. Or call us for a free quote at 937-570-6785. Because your first choice should always be America's Best Choice Windows and Doors. American made, American strong, American proud.
Less humid and really a pleasant Saturday for you. Partly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s, clouds increasing in the evening as a cold front approaches, and that will bring with it the chance for showers and thunderstorms for your Sunday. Best chance in the late morning and early afternoon, but we will dry out for your Sunday evening under partly cloudy skies. Highs will be near 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Crystal Davis on the Miami Valley's Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek and your host here along with my lovely wife, Jan, each and every Saturday of Auto Talk. Folks, lines are open. We're here to talk to you about anything automotive that you'd like to chat with, and you can call us at 457-1290. Again, that number is 457-1290. Give us a call. We're here to talk to you about whatever's going on with your vehicle. We appreciate your call. And keep in mind, whatever you have to talk about may be very, very, I'm sure it's helpful to other folks, so be sure to call us. Some other ways to reach us, if let's just say you don't have time to do that right now, you can always go to murphysautocare.com. Leave us a thought there or a question, or you can email me directly at dave@murphysautocare.com or chat with us on Facebook. You can also do it that way. Just leave us a comment, and I'll be certain to get right back to you on that. So pretty easy to get a hold of us, but we love hearing your comments here on Auto Talk, and the number is 457-1290. I just wanted to mention, as I drove into the studio today, I was listening to Back to Health with Dr. Merkel. And I typically always listen to it. And I got to tell you, their company, what they do to me is just very impressive. All right. And I have to say the connection, I'm very, very happy to follow that show. And I'm just making a comment here about it because it was on my mind and I wanted to share it. They are root cause fundamentalists like we are at Murphy's Auto Care. So I think it's a great segue into Auto Talk because whenever you listen to Dr. Merkel or any of his staff that's here doing the show, you get the distinct feeling they believe distinctly in testing first, getting the baseline, understanding your health before we just start making decisions and taking stabs at it. And that's who we are at Murphy's Auto Care. We have always believed in test, don't guess. And, you know, do we always hit the mark? No, I'll be the first to tell you. Once in a while, you know, we make a mistake. But we're doing our very, very best to test systems so that when we give folks a response on how we think they should proceed with repairing and maintaining their vehicles, because we do that, honestly, but we do that by taking photographs. We share that with you during the inspection process, which we do each and every time. We want to partner with you. We believe the health of your vehicle is important to you. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, the return on that investment of that piece of steel that you have, and which is your car, your truck, whatever it is, your motorhome, RV, whatever, we want to help you with that. And you know, we use our collective experience of our guys in our shop, which now is almost a little over 175 years between myself, my son, and all of our technicians and our other general manager. We have seen a lot of things, right? But we also know that we're going to rely on our tests and our test procedures. And that's why we will always recommend when there's a symptom, when there is a noise, when there's a vibration, when there's whatever you have going on with your vehicle, we're going to start first by visually inspecting and running some tests so that we can give you the very, very best answer. And that is exactly how Back to Health works. That's how Dr. Merkel and his staff work. Okay? So I just wanted to say it was a unique parallel, I thought, as I drove in, and I thought it was pretty cool. So, all right. All right, we are back here. Got a bunch of stuff we're going to talk about today. You know, some of the things that I saw this week, and I always like to just talk about the things I see in our shop each and every week, because, as I just mentioned, it's ever-changing, right? But some of the things that people are talking to us about when they come in, and it's very, very common, are things about brakes, right? Everybody's got brakes on their car. And brake service, by the way, is number 5 in the top 10 list of services that are performed each and every year on vehicles. And I went over that last week. If you'd like to talk about that, I can share with you that also. But when it comes to brakes, there's both ends of the spectrum on brake service, right? There is a professional brake service, which we provide, and so many other shops around the Miami Valley provide. And then there is it's what we call do-it-yourself brake service, all right? A lot of folks still like playing with their car, tinkering with their car, doing brakes on it, whatever. And some of those folks are very good at it. All right, they're very meticulous. But then there's all that in the middle, right? And so many times we are talking to folks that have had other brake services performed, typically not so much by professional shops, but perhaps by do-it-yourselfers that are just trying to help someone out. I got to tell you, it causes things like brake squeak, brake squeal, clunking, groaning, grinding. All of these things happen, all right? You get noises that you didn't have before. And so the question is posed to us, why? I just had brakes put on my car. And therefore, then we start into that process I just mentioned. We're going to road test it. We're going to visually inspect it. And we're going to run some tests, whether it's measuring the run out, the parallelism of rotors, measuring, of course, the thickness of rotors and drums, looking at pressures within the system. All of those things are necessary to know to accurately determine what's going on. So when it comes to brakes, a lot of things go wrong, all right? And do they stop? Sure, but are they making noise? In many cases, they are. And some noises are normal, and we're going to talk about that in the second half of the show. But we're going to go real quickly. I want to talk to Bob right now. Bob, how you doing out there?
Okay. I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, thanks for hanging on there and waiting with us. What's going on?
I just had a question. I've got a 2013 Ford Explorer. 60 some thousand on it, and the back went out. This has been about 6 months ago at least. I took it to a Ford dealer. He priced it out about $600 to replace it. Then I took it to one of our local garages here where I live, and it was in the 500 range.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, for one thing, is that normal for the camera to go out that? It's not that old a vehicle, really, and the ones you can get on the internet, are them any good, the off-brand
okay
ones?
Real quickly, I'll go. Yes, I've seen this happen. It's kind of surprising with that kind of low mileage. It's not that old of a vehicle. You know, I think either one of them are pricing it to you very fairly. The labor rate's probably lower at your local independent. That's probably why he's a little less, but you want to make sure he's using the factory parts for
right.
that, okay? And is he capable of making sure that system is processing and working properly? This is not just a camera and a monitor, okay? There's a processor for it. So it may behoove you to go to the factory or go to your dealer to have that repaired. To answer your question on the aftermarket cameras, I would never consider purchasing a camera to integrate with a factory system. Don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Either one of those. I hope that helps you. I'm going to have to run to a break here real quick.
No, that's fine. Yeah, that answers it.
Okay, Bob. Hey, have a great weekend, and hopefully you can see where you're going backwards here pretty soon. All right?
Yeah, thanks.
All right, folks, we're going to run to a real quick break here. You're listening live today to I'm Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk. We'll be right back.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 1230. I'm Damian Burrs with a WHIO News update. The search for Chelsea Coe is ongoing in Miamisburg. Police not ruling anyone out.
Could see some thunderstorms for your Sunday. I'm meteorologist Crystal Davis. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. There's no accidents to report at this hour, so your drive times across the Miami Valley are looking normal. Our top story in Miamisburg, the search continues for missing woman Chelsea Coe.
1 month after raiding a Lower Miamisburg property looking for any sign of missing woman Chelsea Coe, officers tell me they're learning of new people they want to speak with about this case nearly every day.
WHIO's Sean Cudahy with team coverage. We're getting more details from the scene of a fiery crash in Centerville where two cars slammed into each other, one of which caught ablaze. Cops saying the 24-year-old driver of the car who caught fire is suspected of being under the influence at the time of the crash. A total of three people were taken to the hospital from that scene in the intersection of Austin Pike and Yankee Street. The car that burst into flames reportedly rear-ended an SUV that stopped at a red light. We're working to learn the more of the condition of those involved. Imagine getting a notice in the mail saying that you're dead. That's what happened to a Dayton Vietnam veteran who got a letter of condolence from the VA addressed to his late wife by mistake.
Alfred Wilson says his wife passed away in March, and it wasn't long after that when he got a letter from the VA addressed to her that included checks for his burial expenses. Wilson sent them back immediately and called Congressman Mike Turner's office.
WHIO's Jonah Audie says the VA since reinstated Wilson and his benefits. Now here's a look at the exclusive 24-hour Storm Center forecast, meteorologist Crystal Davis.
Partly cloudy skies for your Saturday evening with clouds increasing overnight as a cold front slides in. Lows in the lower 60s. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms are possible. Best chance in the late morning and early afternoon. And partly cloudy skies for the evening once those showers move out. Highs will be near 80 degrees for your Sunday. Monday, beautiful with mostly sunny skies. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Crystal Davis on the Miami Valley's Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Thanks, Crystal. Looks like a beautiful day to me here in the Miami Valley as I'm looking at a clear scan of the live Doppler 7 radar. Right now it's 70 degrees in Troy, it's 75 in Springfield, and 74 degrees in Dayton at 1233. If news breaks, we break it immediately. I'm Damian Burrs on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. If you want to grow your business, you need to have the right people. And you know what? The right people are at LinkedIn.com. 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn. 22 million people. But you know what? You don't need to get your job out in front of 22 million people. You need to get your job out in front of the right people. And LinkedIn has the algorithms that'll do just that. The right people in the right place that are a perfect match for you and what you need so that they can succeed to help you succeed. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. So right now, go to LinkedIn.com/WHIO and get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WHIO for your $50 credit. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think to hiring your next great employee.
And now, a poem from Dad.
Father's Day's coming. What more can be said? A new box of golf balls will gather dust in the shed. Don't think I'm not grateful. That wouldn't be right. Who knows? I might start golfing. Indeed, I just might. But maybe this year you can buy a gift that can't fail. A washbook from Mike's Car Wash. It's their big spring book sale. You buy me four washes, Mike's throws in two free. Keep my ride nice and shiny, on that we'll agree.
Washbooks from Mike's Car Wash, the practical Father's Day gift.
This is Clark Howard. If breaking news happens, we break in anytime.
W-H-I-O.
Welcome back to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek, and normally along with Jan Murphy, my wife, but she had some things to take care of, so you're not with me today, but I'm all alone, so you better give me a call. 457-1290 if you would like to chat with us. But we're going to talk about, as normal or as always, we talk about automotive service, automotive repairs, automotive noises, buying or selling a vehicle, just anything automotive. I have been an ASE Master Certified Mechanic, technician, I should say, for over 40 years. I have a lot of experience I will tell you, I haven't seen it all, but I've seen a bunch of it. And along with the folks that I work with each and every day at Murphy's Auto Care, we certainly have a wealth of knowledge. And if we can't answer your question here on the show, we will be certain to answer it in a very timely manner via email by Dave at murphysautocare.com. Or you can grab us on our Facebook page, Murphy's Auto Care, or just go to murphysautocare.com, hit the comment section, ask us a question, or whatever is easier for you. Or you could just call us here on the show, Auto Talk, 457-1290. We are live today in the studio on this beautiful, beautiful day. Love to talk to you. Love to take your questions. Okay, great. So, hey, you know, just before the break here, I was just kind of talking about an example of brakes and brake noise. And I really feel like I should expand a little bit upon that. So when you talk about brake squeak, one of the things that this is normal if the brakes, if it's, you get in your car, it's in the morning or the car's been setting, whatever time it is, all right? And those first couple of applications, if you have the window open, you might actually hear a little chirp out of the rear or the front. A couple of those is normal because the brakes are not up to operating temperature. Once they come up to operating temperature, and assuming they've been properly seated or bedded into the rotors when the brake service was last done, you shouldn't really hear any brake noise, all right? If you hear brake squeal is not normal, especially if it's ongoing, all right? So let's say, even when your foot's not on the brake and you're driving down the road and you're hearing this constant screeching or squealing noise, the most highly potential reason for that, I couldn't spit it out, sorry folks, is that the brake sensor, there's actually a squealer or sense, it's a squealer is what it does. It's designed to alert the driver that, hey, my vehicle needs some service, it's probably related to brakes. One of the oddities of that is that sometimes people will come to us and say, you know, this thing makes a crazy squealing noise, but when I apply the brake, it goes away. Well, why is that? Okay, well, what's going on is the pressure applied to the brake pad as it pushes against the rotor literally flexes that brake pad just enough that the sensor or squealer comes away from the rotor and it stops making noise. And as soon as you let back off, the squealer is what touches. So the pad can flex based on the tremendous amount of hydraulic pressure that's there. Either way, if you've got a constant squealing noise going on during braking or just driving when you hear it, that's a concern. Get it in, get it checked out. Another noise that typically folks will talk to us about is, hey, I'm pull up to a traffic light, my brakes seem to work okay, but when I release the brake, there's kind of a groan going on. It just sounds like a mechanical release or groan. That is absolutely normal, all right? If it's excessive, sounds more like a clatter, a chatter, that type of noise, that's when we want to take a look at it. We could have calipers that are loose. We could have brake pads that the shims have failed. A lot of things, but what's happening if you get that kind of clatter, chatter noise is that now there's an excessive amount of clearance between either the caliper mounting pins, the brackets. There may be some wear where that caliper shifts around. Those are noises that aren't normal. So, just to clarify, if you have a chirp a couple of times when you first move the vehicle after it's been sitting, but it goes away, that is most likely a normal brake noise. If you have a groan kind of noise as you release the brakes coming away from a stop, traffic stop, but no other noises, that would be considered normal. Clatters, chatters, clunking noises, squeals, none of these are good noises. So they're noises you should be paying attention to and getting it into your service provider right away to have a complete brake inspection provided. And I'm talking about the wheels come off. They visually inspect it. If it has drum brakes on the rear, the drum is removed. Of course, if it's disc brake like most modern vehicles are, you also want to make sure that they're inspecting the parking brake assembly, which typically is going to be inside the rear brake rotor on the vast majority of vehicles. Asian vehicles typically have use the caliper as the parking brake assembly, and many vehicles we're seeing today also have an electronic parking brake. So things to be checked and looked at, but all of these components, when something's going on, they will give you a telltale sign that there's a noise, or perhaps you're feeling a vibration. Maybe you're hearing no noise, but you're feeling a vibration, or something we call a judder. All right, I think most people are familiar with the typical pulsation you get when you're applying brakes, and most people associate that with a term called the rotors are warped. The correction for that would be they're out of parallel. Which is typical, which means the rotor surface front to rear either has changed based on heat dynamics, or there's been an installation previously, the rotor may not be seated properly on the hub face. All of these things can cause that, but that'll cause many times what you call a pulsation, and you'll feel it in the seat sometimes, or sometimes you'll feel it in the steering wheel. Literally, when you apply the brake pedal, the steering wheel shakes left to right in front of you, okay? That can be coming from typically the front of the vehicle, but you got to be careful here that you drive the car with your technician in, that they interview you properly and you give them all this information, because the quicker they can get to the problem, it's going to save you money in the long run. So I just wanted to share all these tips about what noises are normal and which ones aren't when it comes to brakes, right? All right. Okay, cool. Well, we're going to go real quickly. Going to go to the lines. We're going to go out and talk to William. Hello, William. How are you? Hello. This is...
I'm calling for William. I'm Joan.
Hi, Joan. Hi, Joan. Happy you're here with us. How can we help you today?
I want to ask a question about odometer, O-D-E.
Odometer?
Odometer.
The odometer.
'08 Impala. I'm calling for my husband.
Oh, sure, that's fine, Joan. Sure. So you have a 2008 Impala,
and odometer is going backwards. It was 56,000, and now it's 53,000. I'm just wondering what would cause that.
Well, your car apparently is getting younger. I think that's amazing. That's a very interesting type of reaction. So with that vehicle, there is an electronic processor, okay, that takes information from the transmission driveline area, processes it, and then moves that odometer forward to, okay? So what needs to be done is, have you taken the car to a service center or back to the dealer yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
We're just kind of wondering first.
Yeah. No, that very, very good. That should not happen. That's a problem. What does the speedometer do? Is it functioning normally?
Okay. You're telling. Well, he don't want to talk to you about
it. That's okay, Joan.
He said yes, it was.
Okay. So take the vehicle back either to a dealer or to a local shop in your area that has a factory scan tool. I said take the vehicle to someone that has a factory.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now? All right. Just get a little closer to your phone there, Joan. So the vehicle needs to get in the hands of a skilled technician with a factory scan tool. And then they can literally command the odometer and the speedometer and determine what's going on. But yes, you should be alarmed, and you should take it in for service.
Oh, it is? You think it's the computer then?
Yes. Well, it at least can be diagnosed through the computer. There's several processors or computers on your vehicle. But until you get the proper software, scan tool on it, talking to it, you're not going to know they're not going to be able to tell you what's wrong with it. So we don't want to guess. We want to test, okay?
It can hurt the car if you leave it go?
Well, that's difficult to say until I have all the data or until a technician looks at it. So the first thing is just make an appointment, get it into somebody the first of the week and have it looked at.
Okay. I wrote an email, but it was to Vandalia, the same. Do you have a garage in Vandalia too?
No, ma'am. We are in Beaver Creek. I see you're in Kettering.
I know,
yeah.
That, but I thought maybe there was a couple of them.
No. We're in Beaver Creek and we're very close. We can diagnose your car for you if you'd like us to do that.
Okay. Well, thank you. We'll see.
Hey, give us a call, Joan. And thank you. And William, thank you also for joining Auto Talk. That's certainly something we can correct. And if you call us Monday, we'll get you in Monday and take a look at it.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
You too, Joan. Have a great weekend. That was a great call. Thank you. All right, great. That was very interesting. I'm looking forward to taking a look at that come Monday if Joan gives us a call. So hopefully she will. Okay, very, very cool. We've got still some callers. We're going to go to them. Folks, if you want to get in today, the number to call us is 457-1290. I'm Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek, and we'd love to hear from you. Right now we're going to Ed. How you doing, Ed?
Fine. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. My pleasure. How can I help you today?
Well, we have a... 2012 Dodge Journey that over the last 2 years or so has a low drain on the battery. It seemed like it started around 4 years old, and at first I thought just the battery was bad, but then it did the same thing a few months later on a new battery.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took it in, and they shop looked at it and stuff, but they cleaned the connections up and stuff. Really didn't give me a reason why I was doing it, but then it did it twice after that again. But it just, like, it'll set in the, my wife will try to start it in the garage, it'll just be completely dead, won't even, just a click. But then when I jump start it, then it would run okay for like 3 or 4 months after that.
Okay.
Just like periodically. And I just wonder if it has something to do with the radio, because the radio kind of acts up. It sometimes when you turn it on, it has to static until you hit another button, and then static goes away.
Well, Ed, that's a possibility, but I wouldn't jump to that conclusion. The simple way to diagnose the vehicle is to put an amp meter in the circuit between the battery and the battery cable, okay? So you may not want to do that, but there's plenty of repair businesses, shops out there that can do that. It would probably require leaving the vehicle with them for a day or two, because that vehicle does have, I'm going to guess, probably 30 different processors or computers, as some people would call them, on board. And typically, they should all go into sleep mode within about 30 minutes, all right? Which, at that point in time, should not draw the battery down. But if you've got one of those that has a poor connection, a bad ground, and we're talking about connections here that are micro connectors, all right? And it doesn't take a lot for them to fail at times. We've run into this problem many times, and sometimes we'll need to keep the vehicle for 3 or 4 days, but we're going to keep our meter on it, with it, and we're going to watch it. And as soon as we see a circuit come back alive, then we know that's the problematic circuit, okay? So it is diagnosable, and I'm sorry because that's frustrating for you. And I have to tell you, if it doesn't get fixed, it'll start eating batteries, right? Because every time an automotive starting battery is discharged and then recharged, it's only going to do that about 8 to 10 times. It's not built to be deep cycled like a battery for an RV or a boat is, okay? That's not how it's designed. So when it falls all the way down and then you have to charge it, or worse yet, you drive it hoping the alternator will recharge it, that's very detrimental to the alternator. So we got to get to the bottom of this, Ed, and I don't know what part of town you're in, but
Miamisburg.
You don't have to tell me where you're taking it for service, but I would recommend some guys over at Centerville Service. Go over and see them. They're capable of diagnosing that car, and I think they'll get to the bottom of it. But you need to be prepared to leave that vehicle with them for, I would say, at least 3 days. So they may find it, in 2 hours, but it's a matter of, does that problem exist when they see it, or can they force the issue? And that may be the case. It just depends, but it is repairable, and I recommend you get it repaired. Obviously, it's becoming frustrating for you.
Yes. You said Centerville Auto?
Yeah, Centerville Service, right there on Main Street in downtown Centerville.
Oh, okay. Yeah, since you mentioned that, I remember sometimes when I would close the door, all the lights would scale down, but sometimes one by the ignition wouldn't, like where it's a push button thing. But,
right.
And it would stay on until I would go through the three times you hit it, then it seemed like it'd go off.
Well, that's programmable on that vehicle. Most vehicles, all of the light settings are programmable, especially the duration of how long they stay on when the car, when you exit the car. So you don't want to assume that's the issue with it. Best thing to do is go into the owner's manual, spend some time, learning how those things function. But definitely get it over to the guys at Centerville Service. They can get that going for you. I hope that helps you. We are going to have to. Okay, Ed, you have a good weekend, and I appreciate your call. Folks, we're going to have to run to a quick call. I am Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care out in Beaver Creek. We're going to run to a quick break here on Auto Talk, and we'll be right back.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low-mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family-owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group. I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
By now, you've heard that Murphy's Auto Care is partnering with the Goodwill Auto Auction to support local people in need. And today, we want to tell you how. A few times each year, we will select a vehicle that was donated to the Goodwill Auto Auction to receive the GEM treatment. That means one vehicle will be mechanically serviced for you to bid on. We'll announce the vehicle receiving this treatment and the auction at a later date. So keep listening and keep donating. Remember, when you donate your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction, you help local people in need. Call 228-AUTO today and donate. That's 228-AUTO.
Less humid and really a pleasant Saturday for you. Partly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s, clouds increasing in the evening as a cold front approaches, and that will bring with it the chance for showers and thunderstorms for your Sunday. Best chance in the late morning and early afternoon. But we will dry out for your Sunday evening under partly cloudy skies. Highs will be near 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Crystal Davis on the Miami Valley's Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy, your host here each and every Saturday, along with Jan Murphy. We're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care out in Beaver Creek at 3815 Dayton Xenia Road. We're open every Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and here to serve you and your family's vehicle service needs. We've been in business about 25 years, and we would love to help you with any of your vehicle's service needs. You can reach us at murphysautocare.com. You can request an appointment there 24/7. We'll respond to you promptly there. Or you can always just reach out to me at dave@murphysautocare.com. And if you're a Facebook fan, jump on there, like Murphy's Auto Care, check us out. We're always adding important, or I should say, I think it's important, automotive industry news, as well as what's going on in our shop each and every week. Okay, great. Hey, we've had some great callers today. Really want to thank all of you who have reached out to us. Always enjoy answering your questions. We've got one still we're going to get to here in just a second, and I'm going to take that, but I want to just real quickly say thank you again to the great companies that bring you Auto Talk each and every week. Number one, BG Automotive Products. Those are the products we use to maintain our customers' vehicles for years and years to come. Thank you to BG Products. KOI Auto Parts, primarily this our source, number one source for auto parts, because we believe that if we're going to offer you a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on everything we do, we've got to install the very, very best parts on your car. We don't want you to have a problem with it, and that's why we use KOI. Mike's Car Wash, that's how you keep your car clean. And by the way, if you schedule an appointment at Murphy's Auto Care on Wednesday, that's Ultimate Wednesday, because we will be certain to give you a Mike's Ultimate Car Wash certificate. That's worth $20, folks. So be sure to schedule any Wednesday at Murphy's Auto Care and get that free Ultimate Wash. Your car will be all serviced with us, and you can take it to the car wash, and man, will it look good after that. And also, just can't stress enough to you, we are partners with the Goodwill Auto Auction, which supports Goodwill Miami Valley Easter Seals. Sorry about that. I said that backward. But at any rate, what a tremendous organization and program, all the programs they offer here, helping over 20,000 people each year in the Miami Valley. But the key to that help is donating your unneeded vehicle, whether it's a car, a truck, a boat, an RV, camper, or motorhome. Motorcycle, ATV, and yes, we'd love to see an airplane. We haven't seen that yet. My personal favorite would be a tank, actually. But it doesn't matter if it's got tires on it. If it's some transportation mode and you no longer need it. Perhaps it's, you know, seen better days, or it's just something that your family doesn't need. Please consider donating it to the Goodwill Auto Auction. Here's how you do it. Call them at 228-2886 24/7. They will be there. They will remove that vehicle, take care of the title transfer, and it's simple. It's quick. It's over with. And so you can relieve yourself of all of those hassles of trying to sell a used vehicle or an old vehicle. Give it and donate it to the Goodwill Auto Auction, the best place it can be. And by the way, if you want to check out what cars are for sale, because every 2 weeks at the Goodwill Auto Auction, there is a sale. Next one coming up next Saturday. Jan and I will be there live for the sale because we've got three gem vehicles that we've restored along with Toma Body Shop that are going to be sold there, and they will be premium vehicles. So check that out. You can check it out on our website or on our Facebook page. So anyways, want to say thanks. I tell you, Auto Talk can't be on the air every week without these great companies and partners, and certainly it can't be on the air without you listening to us and calling us. So we're going to go right now to James. James, how you doing out there?
Not too bad.
Good.
Hey, I got a question. I think it was something like the question the other guy just had, but I took this vehicle, it's a 2004 GMC Yukon, to a dealer.
Okay.
And they told me it was the battery, which I told them it wasn't, because I just put that brand new battery in and went to Sears and they checked it, and that was a brand new battery. But they gave me another battery and I proved it to them that there's the brand new battery. And
right.
Then he said, we'll put it on the computer. They put it on the computer and he said it was my alternator. And
okay.
I said, sir, it's not the alternator. He said, because it kept on running my battery down about every 2 days.
Okay.
So I said, it's the door switch. It has to be the door switch, because when you pull the key out of the ignition, open up the door and shut the door, it stays on and my dome light stays on. And then sometimes the dome light don't stay on and the radio stays on and won't shut off.
Okay.
So I go around on the other side of the door and slam that door and it shuts off.
Okay.
And I had one of my friends, he works on cars here and there. He said it was my door switch. But they put, and I told him I didn't want no alternator, but they took my original alternator out of that and put another one on there and charged me $420.
Wow.
And then they told me.
Sounds like it's getting worse.
I told you I didn't need that alternator because it's going down again. They said, well, bring it back.
Yep, bring it back to them.
Then they said that, it's probably the door switch or some. If it ain't the door switch, it's another module.
Well, hey James, I'll tell you what. This is one of those funny, almost funny stories. But it sounds like you're kind of on top of it. I'll tell you what. We're going to be running out of time here, but I just want to share with you real quick. You're right. It is similar to the previous caller's problem. The place to start is testing. That does not require any kind of computer diagnostics. That requires a technician that understands basic electricity, can use an amp meter, connect it to the battery in series, and determine what is actually coming on. You may be right. It may be that switch itself. But I would never guess. I would never tell you, go stick a switch in it, quite honestly, like your friend did. That may be it. But you know what? If that's not it, you've bought a switch, wasted your time, and you still have a dead battery, right?
Right.
So
okay,
take it to somebody who can test it.
Now, you guys do that?
Oh, absolutely, we do that.
Okay, now, is your number 457-1290?
No, that is the number to call me. That's the number you called me on. My phone number, our phone number at Murphy's Auto Care is 426.
426.
That's right, 2886. And I will look forward to meeting you, James. I'm going to let you roll. If you can't find us, just look on the internet at murphysautocare.com.
But okay, you said
2886. Just auto, 426 auto. Put it on your phone.
426-28.
I got to go. James, I got to run, buddy. Hey, folks, thanks so much for tuning in to Auto Talk this weekend. Hopefully we'll run into James. I'm sure we will. Thanks for listening to us. We'll be here again live next weekend for another great, fun, fast show of Auto Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Have a great, safe weekend.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.